Movies.
It has been a minute. How do we do this?
Well, I mean, we talk into the thing, right?
And then we do the talky thing.
Oh, right.
And
then we watch the movie. And then,
that's right.
And then we come back.
Oh, yeah.
And we eat ice cream.
I can do this.
Drink scotch.
We're right back in the pocket.
Oh, my God.
All
it's
right.
Like we never left.
Nope.
Hey, guys. Pete here.
And Brian.
And Neil.
And we are three dads watching movies of our utes. And we got a good one tonight.
Well, you know, it's been a minute. Like, we ran into some technical issues and some scheduling issues. But I'm really excited that we're coming back to this gem.
Are you?
Because I remember nothing. I was trying to explain to Laurel, my wife, about what we were watching. I don't remember this movie.
I don't either.
I'm in the same boat as you guys. I remember the first one real well.
Conan?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and then Conan the Destroyer, remember that
trailer? And even that one, I remember most of it.
Right?
We should do that one, too.
Well.
It's not great, but Wilt the Stilt.
But.
Didn't know how to act.
What I find is that we actually, normally, like, at this point, we're all trying to remember, like, what movie we're supposed to be doing. But we all remembered what movie we were doing.
We've been sitting on this one for a few weeks.
True.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we've had, I think She's a Warrior.
So, you think that the movie entitled Red Sonja is going to be about a female warrior named Red Sonja?
That's just a guess.
Don't hold me to it. bold opening gambit. Let's see how it pays off.
You know, that's why I live on the edge, Brian.
Is this the Brigitte Nielsen that made her career?
I think so.
Yeah, I want to say yes. I don't know what movie she did before this.
I don't know any other movie.
Rocky
she's
Rocky Five?
Rockying?
She wore a tight white suit in something, and she was like a bad guy's girlfriend. Did that happen?
That was Rocky.
No, Beverly Hills Cop 3.
That one. Yeah, that one.
That was after this.
That was way after. That was like 4 years or 5 years after this.
So I think this is what put her on the map, at least, you know, if you knew where to find the map.
Yes, if the map had lots of mullets.
So all I remember about this movie, and I know as a kid, I saw it multiple times, but I know Conan shows up briefly.
But his name's not Conan in it.
Yeah, like, I just assumed because it was Arnold Schwarzenegger playing Conan, but not Conan.
But it is Conan because what I know this – hold on. Let me get this right. I forget the name that he uses when he's the king. When Conan's adventures in the comic, he becomes the king of the blah, blah, blah. And that's the name that they use for him in this.
Basically, they didn't have the rights to Conan.
Yeah, exactly.
So they had to come up with a...
Yeah, but in the comics, yeah.
Okay. Well, so I know that. And then I know... help me out here, guys. Is there a evil sorceress that has an orb that glows green that only women can hold? And if men touch, they die, so Red Sonja is tasked with retrieving the orb. Does that ring a bell? Or am I having a fever dream again?
It rings no bells.
Oh, boy.
But if they're orbs, I hope they fondle them gently.
All right. I mean, I think it's quite oversized, and I don't think they're gentle.
I don't remember a damn.
Usually, Neil, at this point, you have something witty about some sort of production value, a weird thing that the cinematographer went to, like, you know, what used to go to your picnics, you know, growing up.
I wish that I did.
In Nebraska.
This is the most nothing I've ever had for a podcast. Yeah,
you're scaring me, man.
And again, all three of us have very little memory of this movie.
Which worries me to no end.
It's only 88 minutes.
Yeah.
If we have... all three of us blocked everything out of this movie from our memories, there might be a reason. Now, I'm happy to be wrong.
Oh, I hope you are.
But we have to answer three questions tonight.
We do.
Question number one, Neil.
Number one is, does the movie hold up?
Yeah.
Oh, see? It's locked in. It's ingrained.
Question number two.
Question number two is, should the movie be remade, rebooted, recycled, removed from the earth, or
Red Sonja?
Or redacted.
Redacted. Ooh, nice. Yeah. Nice. Good use of alliteration. And question number three.
Shall we have our children watch this movie as reward or punishment?
Well done, yeah, man. It's almost like we rehearsed this tonight.
I don't remember anything that just happened in the last 30 seconds. I hope it was good.
How you feel about
Red
Sonja?
Manchurian candy moment.
The whole Mitch.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's been a while since I've had a good giggle.
Oh, well, kick it in, because, again, the title screen showing Red Sonja with a full-on mullet, and I think that that's a wig. I swear, so that is some ridiculous
hair. We are clocking
hair.
In at a whopping 88 minutes, 36 seconds, and it is for rent on the Amazon Primes for $3.19.
Steal. An absolute
from
steal.
Who?
Yeah. And that's, I mean, that's going to be worth every half penny-ish.
We're going to go get some ice cream and scotch, watch this movie.
Wait, 88 minutes, so... When this movie hits 88 minutes, you're going to see some serious shit.
1.21 gigawatts. Or we'll stop the movie at 86 minutes and just 86 the whole damn thing.
We'll see. All right,
let's go do this, guys.
Yeah, I mean, I wish like we had some like a fun story.
No. We should remind people that we have an email address.
Oh, yes, we do.
Dadsmovienight@gmail.com.
I know, you forgot the title. It's okay. It's been a long day.
It's because of, like, we get so many emails.
I know. I've been having to call them. It's pretty aggressive.
Yeah.
On the other hand, that Nigerian prince is going to come through for us, guys. Any day.
It's always nice to have a prince on your side.
It is. Yeah.
Any parting shots?
Nope. I'm looking forward to it. All right. I want my ice cream.
I want my ice cream.
Ditto.
Let's go do this, guys. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Red Sonja.
I always thought Sonja was spelled with a Y. It's a J.
She's Dutch.
Da.
Ja.
And we're back.
Are we? Have we ever really left?
It's almost as if no time has passed at all.
Almost.
With that breeze of a movie.
Yes, it's just like 88 minutes. Like how it just went by so fast.
I remember looking at my watch and thinking, wow, it's only been 8 minutes. A lot of times this, and we will be done.
This was a marathon.
It was, how you say, not good.
It's as the French say,
Je ne sais quoi. Merde. Oh, my gosh. Dare I say we got into the Daryl... It's like...
I'm not angry at the movie.
No, Daryl maybe. Yeah, this is not Daryl-able, but I mean...
It's almost worse, because, like, I feel nothing. Like, you remember how we knew nothing and felt nothing before we went in?
Well, guys, we now know why we remembered nothing about this movie. Like, we've solved that mystery.
Yeah?
This movie could not even solve its own mystery. This movie couldn't get out of its own way. This movie was... How you say, Neil?
Bad.
Insightful words that really tie it all together.
So profound.
I was thinking about it, and I do chalk it up to the acting and the screenplay, primarily.
Mm. And the script?
Yeah.
There was a script? I swear it was almost like Whose Line Is It Anyways, but with jocks.
Whose Line Is It Anyways with Bridget Nielsen and Arnold Schwarzenegger? And Ernie Reyes Jr.
Fighting their way through the English language.
God, get out! Get out!
This movie was Ernie Reyes Jr., the 8-year-old. 100%. Half his lines. What?
No. I disagree. Gestapo guy from Raiders of the Lost Ark. The sidekick.
Oh,
the bad
true.
Sidekick. He was acting the fuck out of it.
Black Spider.
Black Spider.
Never was called the Black Spider till the very end, as though we were supposed to know that that was his name.
I bet there's a director's cut. Release the director's cut.
The Schneider cut. It was 3 hours.
Release the De Laurentiis cut.
I think the Black Spider got better as the movie went along. Like, as other people fell off in their performances, his was okay. But the kid was the best, I would say.
He was consistent.
By a mile.
He was consistent. But if he could just stop saying hi-ya.
His character was annoying, but he did a good job.
But he made the character annoying.
Well, I think he was supposed to be.
Annoying. Like, he did what he was supposed to do, and unfortunately what he was supposed to do was bad. But that's not his fault. He brought his A game. He delivered. And it was definitely more energy than anyone else.
I think I'm allowed to hate him.
You can. It's okay. It's okay.
He's a 50-year-old man now.
Yeah. But his dad was the sorcerer from Conan the Barbarian and Conan the Destroyer or Conqueror.
Mako?
Yeah. That's his
Ernie
dad.
Ernie Reyes Jr. is dad is Mako?
Yeah. That's Ernie that. Reyes Sr.
Is it?
Yeah.
Ernie Bach.
Because I noticed because he was in the movie Sidekicks.
Yeah.
With okay. Chuck Norris. Anywho, let's not watch that movie yet because I think I'm raised out.
So, gentlemen, we have a question to answer to start things off. Oh, we have two sentences.
We have a two-sentence synopsis first, and this is going to be a doozy.
Then take it away, my friend. The floor is yours for two sentences.
Red Sonja. Red Sonja is a movie about Conan the Barbarian traveling around the world to go visit his ex-wife and get her glowing orb and stumbles upon a new side piece. And then when the two of them meet, he watches them battle to the death.
Finn.
Because this movie, called Red Sonja, spends half of it with Arnold Schwarzenegger riding around.
Oh, man. So many velour cod pieces.
Oh, we're also forgetting Red Sonja's sword fighting coach. The best character in the movie.
Oh, the sword master.
With the giant shoulder pad wing spikes.
And yeah. The bouffant coiffure of hair that is...
He had 30 feet of hair in a 4-foot bun.
You know,
it's like those mustache competitions in Europe, but it was just covering his whole head.
Like LL Cool J says, I want a girl with extensions in her hair. Bamboo earrings, at least 2 pair. Like, he knocked it out of the park.
Best character in the movie.
Best character in the movie.
Agreed. All right, that was my two-sentence synopsis.
Man, that was weighty. I don't know if I can even follow that. I'm so alert right now.
I'm mostly just shocked by the fact that the actress who played the villain was, like, the female thief and love interest in Conan the Barbarian.
Yeah, that did really fuck with my head a little bit.
Fucking choice.
Yeah.
All right. Obviously, they did that on purpose.
She did have some good fighting chops.
Though. Her fighting chops were a heck of a lot better than Bridget Nielsen's.
But just... That's right there with in the movie Problem Child. One and two.
It felt like, you know, this was Bridget Nielsen's breakout first movie, and she mailed it in like she was committed to her marriages.
Well, to be fair, Arnold's first movie, Hercules in New York, was pretty rough. They had
extra woof.
They had to dub him. So
They did.
You know, everyone's first outing isn't always a home run.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... do you want to go? Do you want me to go? I have no druthers.
The energy in this room, I mean, our fans are just, they're jazzed.
I feel like if Derek Zoolander was to produce a movie, he might make this.
Oh my God, that movie would rest. Turn it around, Neil, because that would, like, I would want Derek Zoolander as Conan, or excuse me, Kaldor.
Oh my God.
That would have
been. It had all the pizzazz of him walking the catwalk. And also the acting chops.
It's a Snashy Award. I'd really like to thank
this
you
was,
for saying
this was La Tigra
Snashy.
Over and over again for 88 minutes.
Blue Steel.
Magnum.
But he was wearing couture while he did it.
It's derelict.
It was derelict.
Nothing says a bad movie like when we start quoting better movies. And the one we land on is Zoolander.
It's amazing that, like, we're trying really hard to find something nice to say about this movie. And the best thing we can say about it is that a really self-centered, terrible person character from another movie should have written this movie.
I will say something nice. The set pieces were epically amazing.
Yes, okay.
I mean, high fantasy, we had a giant hand bounced over a bubbling mud pit. We had that giant, rhinoceros bone cave. I mean, we had all these crazy practical effects and...
I love the skeleton decor of the Empress's hideout.
Random gold statues.
The candle room? Yeah, it was like every scene was awesome looking.
The candle room.
You know that, like, they hired, like, some genius who's like, I'm going to make the most beautiful sets. This high fantasy movie is going to be huge. Conan was huge. I'm doing the sets, like, it's magnificent. This is my opus. This is going to be remembered. And then they shit all over this movie with poor acting, poor writing.
And it's like, Conan had just done Conan the Destroyer. Arnold was there. Like, he was acting better in those movies. Although this came out the same year The Commando came out.
Ooh.
So this is about what you should expect from 1985. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
True Lies, this was not.
Let off some steam. No, what was it, Doug? It wasn't let off some steam.
No, that was what it could have been. I think he said, like, stick around.
Stick around.
Oh, yeah. No, he said that in, I don't know. There were a lot of...
So many
Arnold-isms. There were no Arnold one-liners in this movie.
Yeah, that was surprising. No, except for, get out!
And then like, I watched him lift things for, like, a good 10-minute interval at the
club. Oh.
What's happening? It's the rubble. There's only way out is for him to lift it.
Yeah. He did a lot of lascivious smirking as well.
Ooh, yeah, he definitely had some creeper vibe going on.
He's kind of a creeper.
Yeah, he's like, I only claim a woman who can beat me in a one-on-one fight.
Yeah.
He's been having to do a lot of solo practicing.
Oh, no, you got me. I fell over and you beat me. Oh, no, we should have sex now.
I think that they wanted...
But that was like, it's like teenage Pete who didn't get laid ever.
But you did a lot of sword fighting in the corner.
Well, you know,
like
tried
Ernie Reyes Jr. when Red Sonja woke up to hear him playing with a sword behind a rock. That literally was seen, everybody.
Oh man, okay.
Are we gonna answer some questions?
Nope. Pete's still got his
one
world.
That's right.
In an age of high fantasy. In a world where green orbs can control the world, comes an epic tale done so shitty that you don't want to remember it. Watch Conan, who you can't call Conan because of rights and productions, and we'll call him some other stupid name. Kalidor! Like Kaldor is a department store that no longer exists. Hal shall derp his way to try and get in the pants of Red Sonja, the titular character of the performance, who was all as Kalidor. And my explanation is droning on, even though it's only been 47 seconds. It feels like 88 minutes, and I'm tired. So, very.
It is true. You could have dozed off
a
few minutes in this movie and come to, and you wouldn't have missed anything.
I did. There was one moment in somewhere in there. And I just, I'm like, I'm just going to close my eyes.
Yeah.
No one will know.
And the story won't care.
Mm.
Oh, I would like to point out, I was right. There is a glowing green orb that only women can touch.
You were 100% right. And weird, we didn't remember this central point to the movie.
Nope. You know what's weird? Like, there were scenes that I would suddenly come back and be like,
what's
I remember this.
Up
like,
with the wizard?
Oh, the weird wizard who somehow summoned like a naked dancing girl in the Viewatron.
Like, oh no, don't look at that. That's my private browser. I forgot to clear the history.
It's a pop of ads. Man, where's someone's hacked again? He just throws out his magic bottle and just starts whistling.
You weren't supposed to see that. Boobies.
But I'm not mad at that guy. Like,
funny.
Again,
like the high fantasy.
It's like a cross between
there.
Who did you say it looked like?
Ming the Merciless.
Ming the Merciless, and I was like, it looked like Frank Zappa's bastard child or something.
Steve Zappa.
Steve.
Dweezil.
Moon Unit. So,
anyway.
You guys remember the scene with the pearl where he's prying the pearl out?
And oh, God.
So, take a moment. There was a scene where they had to fight an underwater mechanical monster known as the Death Machine? The Kill Machine?
The underwater death mechanical machine monster?
Something. He kept calling it the Death Machine, and you're like, ooh, is this like some sort of elaborate trap? No, it's just a metal monster that Conan tries to choke out.
Let us not forget that while they're... Guys, the waters rise should come over to the stairs that are right next to you.
Yeah, like,
oh, no!
Water.
Now the water's going high. Guys, you float. You're a human. You can do
I mean,
this.
They are wearing like 80 pounds of robes, armor, throwing knives.
Touche. So.
Question one is going to be a toughie.
Did this movie hold up for you?
I mean, it'd be holding up to nothing. And yet, I'm going to say no.
Zero times zero is still zero?
Still zero. Sadly. But, you know, like I said, I'm not. It's not an angry zero.
Yeah.
It's like the kid you like and you want him to pass the class. He just didn't pass this test.
Again. It's like, dude, you just need to show up to class to get a B. I don't even really care. Just got to be here. All right. I'll totally be here tomorrow.
Yeah.
Thanks, teach.
He failed the test, but he looked great while he did it.
So I'm going to liken this to a little story of a young David Youngst on the lacrosse team. And we're doing line drills where we're supposed to run on a line and the defense, you know, the defensive.
You played lacrosse?
I did.
You sportsed?
I did. Was supposed to run across and knock the person out of the line. And unfortunately, it was a senior football player up against little eighth grade David, who was just a little guy. And we said, don't worry, buddy. He's just going to, like, do the move, and then, like, he'll, like, stop and just knock you over. Like, he's a nice guy. And we sent David out, and he got floored. He went flying. Flat. All his gear went flying around. That's this movie. This movie, like, we're like, hey, little buddy, okay. Like, you know, this is good. You're going to be... And then watched it just
We should have known from the very first opening scroll.
Oh, God. This movie has the prestige of having the worst opening ever.
And the thing is, like, it's the same story as Conan, essentially. Like, family's murdered, wants revenge, you know, wants to fight back. But we get it through a five-paragraph scroll, which it's not read to us. We just have to read it.
Yeah,
which you were upset. You're like, I didn't want that read to me. I'm like, I didn't want to read. No, you said I didn't want to hear that. And I said we didn't hear it.
No, I said I didn't want to read that. I wanted Ernie Reyes to narrate. If Ernie Reyes isn't going to narrate it, I don't want to hear it.
That's fair.
It was a silence as we watched.
And then they did a ghost, like, exposition dump of the story.
It was even worse
with
than
a
that.
Montage.
It was a montage of what happened of a thing we never saw. Because she comes to with a burning house, sees a ghost, and the ghost says, you've been through much, Red Sonja. Everyone calls her Red Sonja. And then we get a montage of her remembering how she, like, her family was murdered by this woman. She was, like, beat up and raped and then left for dead. We don't know why, but how could they? Like, how do you have a scroll followed by a, like,
and you think back
at montage?
4 years earlier for the opening sequence of Conan the Barbarian.
Yeah.
Was epic.
It's just like they fast-forwarded through that. Like, well, we're skipping the good parts, and we'll get right to a weird, you know, where she's now training with the master.
Which also felt like that sword fight against the master swordsman dude.
Forearm of their stunt guy?
Yes. Yes, that was the one. And, oh, man. So fucking bad.
What was the best scene for this movie? Like, again, this was a giant turd, but there were some nuggets. Like, there was a really good scene. What was at least a good scene? Where you're like, oh, that was pretty good. Okay.
See, it's already being scrubbed in my memory, so I'm having to... It's like waking up from a dream. I'm trying to remember the slivers that...
Data file's being purged right now. Hold on. I'm going to have to see if I can access the hard disk on this.
I'm getting a 404 error.
Page right. Not found.
There was a scene with Ernie Reyes where he was sparring with Red Sonja. And I thought it was like, oh, like this little kid has some decent moves. I thought that was good. And I liked when Falcor gave him his little bone. His bodyguard's been carrying a giant club made of a...
Yeah, like you should elaborate on that thought.
Like his bodyguard has a giant bone club, and when they leave behind Ernie Reyes to guard the door, the most dangerous position to stay behind and guard the
I'll
door...
I'll stay.
Hi-ya! He gives him, like, his little bone. Is like, here you go, buddy.
Yeah. Maybe my favorite scene was when the prince fought the black spider.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was a good death. Black Spider had
a
good death.
Swordplay, like, that was probably the best choreography in the whole movie.
I actually enjoyed, not when Kalidor and Red Sonja were fighting till exhaustion, But Ernie Reyes' comment of like, why are they still fighting? She doesn't want to win. Little moment, I was like,
He gets it.
That was a nice little line.
It was the best line of the movie.
We've mentioned it's that kid, Ernie Reyes Jr., stole this movie, it wasn't really like low bar.
Right.
Yes.
I also like that you make a point. Like, these two are supposed to be writing it. Like, she's got a time limit, by the way. She's got to get there before 13 days or the world will be destroyed. She has 4 days left, and she decides she's going to have such an epically long sparring battle with Conan to the point they're so exhausted they can't even lift swords that they collapse next to a tree and pass out. But then, in the very next scene, they're now, like, the next day having to climb, battle. That'd be like, boy, I've got a really big tournament tomorrow for jiu-jitsu. I better have a ridiculously hard workout, fight a bunch of people, and then, I don't know.
You know what it sounds like? It's like, you know, I'm going to go do Ironman triathlon tomorrow, but first, I should run a marathon today.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
No.
It makes no sense.
If you were given the opportunity, would you ever want to see this movie rebooted? Remade? Sequeled? Prequeled?
When she was a baby?
I mean, this could definitely be rebooted.
Yeah, this is so garbage and, like, forgettable that you could just call it Red Sonja and tell almost the same story tweaked and people will have no
idea what you're talking about. Animated version that was from 2016, with both of you commented on the epic production value, was better than this movie.
Low bar. I would love to see this rebooted.
I would also love to see
this. I think that there was a bare bones there. But
who would you cast as Red Sonja?
I'm surprised it hasn't been. What was
her? Then don't say Scarlett Johansson.
No. What was the MMA fighter in The Mandalorian?
Oh,
Or the
Carano?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Julie Carano?
Or
Gina Carano?
Something. Anyways,
she could do it. She's not a redhead.
Yeah, if she's, you know, back in Disney's good graces after saying some tweets.
Would you want... Okay.
I like the woman who played Brienne of Tarth and also played Captain Phasma.
Oh, that would have been a good one.
You know, she's already like 6'9".
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, she could dye her hair red and I think she could bring it.
I'm trying to think. I got nothing. I got absolutely nothing for actors right now that could play Red Sonja.
Mark Zuckerberg. He's getting ripped.
Carrot Top. He's a gender bender.
You know, those are one of those people someone pointed out that, like, when you're a funny-looking guy and you decide you're going to get super roided jacked, you're still going to be a funny-looking guy.
I think he said that about himself on why he stopped working out so hard.
Yeah. Working out. You're like, what have I done?
Oh, but we digress. Man, I'm just... Who would you have play any of the other characters? Like, if you were going to... There's not a lot to choose from.
Well, that's the thing, is I think it's just, there are plenty of actors that could do it. It's just, I think the story is so great. I mean,
how would you change the story to make it like a better movie?
I don't think you need to change the story. I think you just need to have better acting and better directing and
better script,
better writing, better dialogue. But keep
modern fights,
Keep the set pieces.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do want to point out, and we did talk about this, but never in a movie have there been dumber helmets. The Spaceball helmets were better than these helmets.
Well, at least they were effective.
Ish. I mean, what was it? That picture of one guy had like a 3-foot fan, like a seahorse?
It was a seahorse or like a marlin and a plague doctor and then like a dinosaur triceratops shield that went around the back of it or something.
Oh, God. Like, the costumes were so heavy. Like, the neck injuries. They must have had a chiropractor and masseuse on hand 24/7 to deal with the injuries.
Mm. Grace Jones.
Is she alive still?
Yeah, she's still alive.
Okay.
I'm coming up with, like, this movie has had such an effect on me. It has dumbed me down where I can't think of anything.
Well, I really enjoyed Charlize Theron in The Old Guard. I think that she would be interesting as... Oh, she could be the villain. Though I really hated her as the villain in Fast and Furious.
Yeah, that was god awful.
But, I mean, again, we're going with, like, this has got the best script writers in the world, right? So they can make it work. So I think you're right.
Jennifer Garner as the queen. I'd go for that.
Sure. Oh, she would be.
But I would actually. Hilary Swank would be cool, too. Having a queen that was, you know, charming, and like you can't tell how just despicable she actually is.
And I would like to see her descent into mania.
Yes, the madness of King George kind of thing.
I'm sure this thing may not pull it off, but Jennifer Garner, I think like we could get that. That would be a very interesting descent to watch.
Yeah.
Okay.
If anything, you know, make a movie about that.
Yeah. Screw Red Sonja. Like, let's just the madness of Queen Garana.
Why not? Be still a better movie than this freaking piece of garbage.
Yeah. Right. I'm sorry. If you listeners like watch this too, you get it. Like, you understand our pain and like our malaise.
I'm not. Yeah. It's like it's malaise. It's not anger. I'm just like
disappointed.
Yeah.
If I was disappointed, that would be an emotion. I just, like, don't feel for this.
The problem is, honestly, is if we had watched 15 minutes and then we went and played Fortnite and then came back for the last 5 minutes, we would still have the same results.
But
we would have more energy and feel less.
I'd be happier.
Yeah, we would have been better. You know what, everyone listening, you know what? Take 5 minutes. Just take five. Go
hit
play
pause.
Some games. Maybe go outside, like, do a lap. Do a lap. You'll feel better.
I know where this next question is going to go. Do you ever want your kids watching this movie?
Oh, why? There is not even just punishment. It's just there's why. This is the saltine cracker, but low sodium.
Ooh.
It's like, why?
The skim milk of the Conan universe.
Hey, man. Skim milk. I like my milk water.
It's skim lactate.
It doesn't add any.
They're taking everything out.
It doesn't distill or doesn't wash away all the sugar in my cereal.
It's like skim almond milk.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. It's like dragon fruit. Sweet name, tastes awful.
Yeah, man. Dragon fruit. Looks cool, like nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This
expensive nothing. Oh, my
honestly,
God. This movie's dragon fruit.
This movie would go on the punishment list because it's an appropriate length of time for punishment, but it's going to feel a lot longer for them. So it's an hour and a half punishment. It's, you know, some consequence, whatever. No?
See, I remember watching and liking it as a kid. I think because I just didn't care.
Well, it's screen time. When you're 10 years
right.
old,
and
nothing matters.
And it was like,
matters.
Oh, I'm watching fighting.
No, into high school when an hour and a half of their time with their friends is time lost and they're really upset about it. Like, if I wanted to actually, like, you didn't mow the lawn like I asked you to, I'm sorry, you can't go to the party until you finish watching this movie. And the party starts at 8. He's not going to get there till 10 o'clock because he has, you know, watch it until 9:30. He's like, fuck you, Dad. You made me watch it. I'm an hour and a half late. It's supposed to pick up for my friends.
Why are you late, Holden? I got Red Sonja'd. Forgot to mow the lawn. My dad was pissed. Made me watch Red Sonja. So bad.
Get out! Get out of here! Lift up the bridge.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a reward. It's not much of a punishment either, but it's definitely not a reward.
But it's just enough of a punishment to kind of, to just be annoyed.
Can you imagine
that? And also, like, to me, that's worth it. Like, if he doesn't mow the lawn.
You're watching Red Sonja.
You're watching Red Sonja. Like, that's kind of like an equal, that's fair in my book.
Can you imagine, maybe the first time you're like, all right, no big deal. I was able to sweat out in the whole whatever. But then, like, your third time.
Did you have to watch Red Sonja?
Fourth time watching this? Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
If I never
see
this
by
movie,
all means,
I'm cool.
By all means, my child, don't bring the car back with a full tank of gas that I gave it to you with. And you went away for the weekend, you brought my gas tank back empty. Nope, you're watching Red Sonja. But, Dad, I had to watch it last week. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I want you to read the opening crawl for me, but in a good voice. Brian really hates reading.
Do the voices. Do the voices.
Do the voices, Dad.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right, well, you know, we got to move on, guys.
Okay, so what are we watching next week?
That's what I was just thinking. Where do we go from here?
So I had put a few on the list. That I was thinking about. Clue was one of them.
I swear we've done Clue.
Are you sure we've done
Clue? I'm pretty sure we've done Clue. Okay. We have so many, but I'm fairly certain we did Clue. All
right. So we've done Clue.
I had a lot of great ideas in this interim that we took.
Something
I've forgotten them all.
Something drained your memory of
all. Forgotten everything.
Everything.
I had some movies I was excited about. I thought they'd be great.
The Adventures of Baron von Munchausen.
I only know of that movie. I don't think I've seen that movie. Oh. But is it high fantasy?
It is zany fantasy.
The last time I saw a zany fantasy was Eric Idle. Time Bandits.
Eric Idle.
Oh my God, this is also Eric Idle?
Yeah. He wrote it. Yes.
I'm sure our listeners can see my face.
Come on, Time Bandits was awesome and weird. Have you seen Time Bandits?
Did I have. I've seen Time Bandits and I've seen The Baron.
No? Okay, well...
Give
me something else, guys. Give me something else.
I was thinking because of current tragedy with the loss of Paul Rubens, R.I.P. And no, I'm not going to the Buffy well, though that's a choice. I think we should do Flight of the Navigator.
Oh.
He was the voice of the robot in the ship.
It is iconic. I'm not sure it's going to hold up.
I remember barely anything other than a kid finds a spaceship and there's like a giant talking orb thing that runs the ship and the two of them have a space adventure. And it was voiced by Pee Wee Herman.
Reminds me of our very first episode, The Explorers.
I know. We had talked about it way back then, like we should do Flight of the Navigator, but Explorers, which was delightful... We
yakety yak, don't call back. Sorry.
Yeah, we segued off in a different direction. I feel like we need to bring it back. I think we should Flight of the Navigator.
All right, I think we we'll see about found the Baron.
All right,
yeah. The LeBaron.
The LeBaron. I want you to watch Baron von Munchausen.
I want you to want me to watch Baron von
Munchausen. Want you to
there
watch
it.
It.
I just needed.
I need you to watch it. I'd like you to watch it.
We're all too powerless to make him stop, guys.
I need
a couch rock. I can't
you
do it.
To watch
Where's
it.
A green orb to touch when you need it? What about those green Skittles, man?
Oh, man.
Green M&M.
Any parting words of wisdom about this movie?
If you want to watch Red Sonja, just watch Conan the Barbarian and pretend it's a redhead.
Do that.
Yeah, just do that.
Absolutely that.
Do not watch this movie.
Yeah, you're welcome. And if you watched it so you could experience this with us, God bless you. Like,
yeah, we feel bad too.
We few, we proud few. Not all of us made it.
No. 50, it's like, what was that from Days of Confused? It's like my sergeant told us in Vietnam, 50 going out, 25 ain't coming back.
Yeah. Red Zone yet.
Do, 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 do. Ew.
Yeah, no.
You got Red Sonja'd. Get out!